The Treasurer Joe Hockey's big budget sell has gone a bit off the rails. Defending his plan to raise the excise on fuel, Mr. Hockey said today it wouldn't affect the poorest Australians because they either don't have cars or don't drive very far. Labor leapt on the comment, accusing the government of being out of touch. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Treasurer spent the past couple of weeks crisscrossing the country to speak to the senators in whose hands the fate of his budget lie.
Look, I think they're being very reasonable, the crossbenchers.
Last night it was dinner with Clive Palmer in Brisbane. Today it was talks with one of the Palmer United Party senators, Dio Wang, in Perth.
I'll just say about Senator Wang, it was a very constructive discussion. I have now met with all but one of the independent senators or members of PUP, and all of the discussions have been very constructive.
This morning, before leaving Queensland, he was spruiking about the rationale behind his first budget.
Well, everyone's being slugged. You've got to be fair here, and this is what we are endeavouring to do. I don't think a cursory look at the budget is enough for people to understand what we're really getting at. You have to look at the detail of what people actually receive now. And people are receiving tens of thousands of dollars in payments from other Australians. And what we're asking is for everyone to contribute, including higher income people.
All was going well in Mr. Hockey's interview on Brisbane ABC Radio until he raised his budget proposal to bring back the indexation of the excise on fuel, which was due to start this month, but remains in limbo in the Senate, with Labor, the Greens and others vowing to oppose it. It's worth more than $2 billion in revenue over 4 years.
The people that actually pay the most are higher income people with an increase in fuel excise. And yet, the Labor Party and the Greens are opposing it. They say you've got to have wealthier people or middle income people pay more. Well, a change to the fuel excise does exactly that. The poorest people either don't have cars or actually don't drive very far in many cases. But we are actually, you know, they're opposing what is meant to be, according to the Treasury, a progressive tax.
It's so remarkably arrogant and out of touch. I couldn't believe that an Australian politician would say it.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, went to town.
Are you serious, Joe Hockey? Are you really the caricature, the cigar-chomping, foghorn-leghorn of Australian politics, where you're saying that poor people don't drive cars? That's particularly galling in Western Australia, where the Abbott government has cut $500 million in public transport projects, and yet Joe Hockey says they don't drive cars, yet they don't give them another alternative. It is almost, though, as if the Treasurer believes that poor people should be sleeping in their cars, not driving their cars. This is an out-of-touch budget. Labor hears the people of Australia. They don't want this unfair budget.
The Treasurer's defended his comment, saying it's backed up by facts.
The hysteria in relation to my comments this morning on car usage and fuel, my office is releasing the data that's been provided to us, and everyone can see that the fact is that there is a clear trend in Australia that the higher the household income, the more fuel taxes are paid by that household. Simple as that. So, therefore, it's good to get all the facts out.
Do you stand by those comments? Or
yes. No.
How far are you prepared?
Well, I'm happy to lay down the facts and people can have a debate about them, but there is clear evidence that out of metropolitan area households usually drive cars more than many other areas. Not in isolated terms, people in regional road areas might use their cars more, but if you look at total usage out of the ABS stats, you can see that the higher the income, the more the fuel taxes are paid by those households.
Joe Hockey ending Alexandra Kirk's report.